Welcome to the Catholic Communications Network's Lent and Easter Reflections. Fifth Sunday of Lent. In a moment we'll listen to the Gospel reading and then we'll hear the thoughts of Bishop Terence Draney, Bishop of Middlesbrough. John chapter 11, verses 1 to 45.
There was a man named Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha, and he was ill. It was the same Mary, the sister of the sick man Lazarus, who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair. The sister sent this message to Jesus, "Lord, the man you love is ill." On receiving the message, Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death, but it is for God's glory, so that through it the Son of God may be glorified." Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, yet when he heard that he was ill, he stayed where he was for 2 more days, before saying to the disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." The disciples said, "Rabbi, it is not long since the Jews were trying to stone you. Are you going back there again?" Jesus replied, "Are there not 12 hours in a day? No one who walks in the daytime stumbles, having the light of this world to see by. Anyone who walks around at night stumbles, having no light as a guide." He said that and then added, "Our friend Lazarus is at rest. I am going to wake him." The disciples said to him, "Lord, if he is at rest, he will be saved." Jesus was speaking of the death of Lazarus, but they thought that by rest he meant sleep. So that Jesus put it plainly, "Lazarus is dead, and for your sake I am glad that I was not there, because now you will believe. But let us go to him." Then Thomas, known as the twin, said to the other disciples, "Let us also go to die with him." On arriving, Jesus found that Lazarus had been in the tomb for 4 days already. Bethany is only about 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him. Mary remained sitting in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will grant whatever you ask of him." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said, "I know he will rise again at the resurrection of the last day." Jesus said, "I am the resurrection. Anyone who believes in me, even though that person dies, will live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she said. "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who was to come into this world." When she had said this, she went and called her sister, Mary, saying in a low voice, "The Master is here and wants to see you." Hearing this, Mary got up quickly and went to him. Jesus had not come into the village. He was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who were in the house comforting Mary saw her get up so quickly and go out, they followed her, thinking that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Mary went to Jesus, and as soon as she saw him, she threw herself at his feet, saying, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." At the sight of her tears, and those of the Jews who had come with her, Jesus was greatly distressed, and with a profound sigh he said, "Where have you put him?" They said, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept, and the Jews said, "See how much he loved him." But there were some who remarked, "He opened the eyes of the blind man. Could he not have prevented this man's death?" Sighing again, Jesus reached the tomb. It was a cave with a stone to close the opening. Jesus said, "Take the stone away." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now he will smell. This is the 4th day since he died." Jesus replied, "Have I not told you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took the stone away. Then Jesus lifted his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing my prayer. I myself knew that you would hear me always, but I speak for the sake of all those who are standing around me, so that they may believe it was you who sent me." When he had said this, he cried in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his feet and hands bound with strips of material and a cloth over his face. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him, let him go free." Many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what he did believed in him, but some of them went to the Pharisees to tell them what Jesus had done.
Today's reflection on the Gospel comes from Bishop Terence Draney, Bishop of Middlesbrough.
The Gospel for the fifth Sunday of Lent is the famous passage of the raising of Lazarus from the dead. As with all of John's writing, there are many levels at which to interpret the text. Allow me to offer my own personal interpretation in the hope that it will be of some use to you. Jesus was obviously a good friend of Lazarus and was no stranger to their home. Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. There was a real bond of friendship between them. You can tell from the way they speak to one another and from the way the evangelist describes their reactions. Martha launches straight into Jesus as he arrives. "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." However, Jesus was able to turn her anger round and evoke from her a great act of faith. "I am the resurrection and the life," he says. "If anyone believes in me, even though he dies, he will live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she said. "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who was to come into the world." Then Mary more or less repeats Martha's statement, whereupon Jesus is filled with great distress, causing him to sigh from the heart. Then comes that powerful statement, made even more poignant by its simplicity. "Jesus wept." When those standing around witnessed this, they said, "See how much he loved him." This is a truly human situation, full of emotion, the type of emotion that all of us have experienced at some point in our lives. If we had not really understood the full implication of the Incarnation, then this passage surely helps us to understand it a little more. In Jesus, God comes to share fully in our lives and experiences. This includes the painful experience of witnessing others' grief and sorrow at the death of a loved one. Jesus wept and was in great distress at the death of Lazarus, but also at seeing the grief of Martha and Mary. Yes, as I said, most of us have been there, but never on our own again. Jesus has also been there and will be there with us. He genuinely knows and shares our grief. Lifting up his eyes to the Father in prayer, Jesus cries out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, hear, come out." Just repeating those words now, I can feel a tingle run down my spine. They're truly awesome words. Then Lazarus comes out of the tomb, and Jesus gives the order, "Unbind him. Let him go free." In a way, each of us should hear Jesus speaking that prayer over us. "Unbind him, let him go free." But more especially at this time of the year, as we approach the end of Lent and enter into the great celebration of Easter. We are all fettered. We are all imprisoned. We are all in a tomb of our own making. We need to hear this powerful command of Christ leading us to freedom, a freedom which left to ourselves we could never obtain. Throughout Lent, those who are going to be baptized this Easter have been preparing themselves for the great event. On this Sunday, the Church throughout the world reminds them and all of us that our true life is in Christ, who has snatched us from the realms of death in order to lead us to the resurrection. We pray that all of us may be kept free from the death-dealing power of the spirit of evil, so that we may bear witness to our new life in the risen Christ. And so we pray, Lord Jesus, by raising Lazarus from the dead, you showed that you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Free us from the grasp of death and deliver us from the spirit of corruption. Through your Spirit who gives life, fill us with faith, hope, and charity, that we may live with you always in the glory of your resurrection, for you are Lord for ever and ever. Amen.
Bishop Terence Draney with today's Lenten Reflection. For the latest news, resources and information from the Catholic Church in England and Wales, visit www.catholicchurch.org.uk. For our full Lent and Easter section, click on Events.